The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Delighted you're here. It's quarter after 7, 770-563-3770-KMED to join in. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. And what pebbles are in your shoe or your sandals, or maybe you have Crocs? You actually wear Crocs? People still wear Crocs? Well, I know Ed still, my friend Ed still wears Crocs. I have never worn a Croc in my life. I don't know why. It's just not my thing. But, Crocs to me, you know, if they come out with a formal Croc, that might be helpful. You know, something that you could wear with a suit, you know, formal Crocs, that might help their adoption. But anyway, the number is 770-5633. Now, over the weekend, I had mentioned this yesterday. We talked a bit about this yesterday. That all sorts of chemical analysis coming in from the wonderful Grants Pass Water Lab. And we appreciate them having picked these results out of the Klamath River water that had been submitted by Mark Smith. Mark Smith ended up joining the show. He came in, brought a big jar of water from the river that doesn't look like anything you'd ever want to drink. Just absolutely astounding. And it was in the middle of the channel at a Happy Camp. And it was very dirty, and looking from the chemical analysis, there are definitely problems. Huge amounts of suspended solids in the river, and just amounts of aluminum in the water off the charts. You know, we could talk about the magic fish going back into the aluminum-filled river, and, you know, that those are almost like Alzheimer's-inducing fish. Eat enough of that fish, boy, and you're talking about tons of Alzheimer in your family. And I'm only half kidding about that. I mean, literally, they connect aluminum, high levels of aluminum, like 1,800 times what the EPA would think is reasonable in drinking water. Boron, barium, beryllium, very elevated levels. Toxic cadmium also in this river water sample, too. Chromium, copper, tons of iron. No fluoride, at least, though. Lithium, elevated levels of lithium, magnesium, manganese. Like I said, everything that was in there. Let me see. What about nickel? Oh, yeah. Let's see. Nickel. Yeah, there's more, a little bit more nickel than what's allowed. No nitrates and nitrites and orthophosphates. So the fertilizer aspect of stuff was not showing up in there. No lead either. And so that's that part about it's good. But just about everything else about what's going down the Klamath River ever since they took the dam out, it doesn't look real good. And yet I'm looking at this story on Oregon Public Broadcasting this morning. And it said, salmon swim freely in the Klamath River for the first time in a century after the dams are removed. Researchers determined that the Chinook salmon began migrating October 3rd into previously inaccessible habitat above the site of the former Iron Gate Dam, one of four towering dams demolished as part of a national movement to let the rivers return to their natural flow and to restore ecosystems for fish and other wildlife. Now, I'm really kind of confused because I'm being asked to believe two things which would seem to be mutually opposing or in contradictory as the case. I'm supposed to believe here, according to the reporting of Oregon Public Broadcasting, that we're having wild salmon coming up through the chocolate soup that nothing is living in, that the deer won't even come up and drink from. This according to, you know, Captain Bill Simpson and other reporters that have been actually down there. I'm supposed to believe Oregon Public Broadcasting that this, that the salmon is returning. And it says here, scientists using sonar technology to track the migrating fish, including Chinook salmon, coho salmon, and steelhead trout, throughout the fall and winter to provide important data on the river's healing process. While dam removal is complete, recovery will be a long process. Okay, so I guess they're admitting this, but what fish is making it up through that aluminum and settlement and arsenic and what fish is making it up through there? Does anybody know? Is anybody connected with this? And they had a picture connected with this story, which was showing clear water and salmon swimming in it. And from what all the reports that I've been getting from people on the river, that clear water doesn't exist on the Klamath. So that's kind of a pebble in my shoe. What is the truth? This is like going back to Gary Voris, this conversation. Like, what is objective truth? Is the analysis from Grants Pass Water Lab that basically looked like a chocolate quick, really bad chocolate milk that nobody ever wants to drink, that's all stinky and things like that, was that analysis wrong? Is there a clear part of the Klamath that is running to the ocean so that this fish is able to make it back up? What is the truth here? I'm really puzzled because I don't want to, you know, just go out there and throw Oregon Public Broadcasting under the bus, or, you know, maybe they're getting some sources. I would just love to hear from these sources, you know, objectively. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about this. Now, I'm sure some people are going to say, well, Bill, you know, it's all done. Just let it go. Let it go. There's nothing you can do about it at this point. Hey, listen, if we can't tell the truth to one another about what happened on one of the biggest infrastructure destruction projects that Southern Oregon and Northern California has ever engaged in, and if we can't tell the truth about the environmental results of this, gosh, we're going to get fooled by everything else, too. Now, so Oregon Public Broadcasting is reporting on the fish is returning. It came over the area that used to be the Iron Gate. I just don't know how it did, because everyone's calling me and talking about, yeah, it's just the big mud puddle. The big mud puddle, and the water is running, you know, brackish and very, very brown and silt-filled. And this would not be conducive to healthy fish making it up here the 100 miles or so from the Pacific Ocean. So if anybody can help me on this, please. I'd love to take your call on this, 770-5633, because Oregon Public Broadcast says, yes, the magic fish are returning. Then I get this. And I'm reading this story the same night that I have the Oregon Public Broadcasting story. Oregon Public Broadcasting, magic fish is returning, okay? Yeah, I'm just engaging in a little hyperbole here. But then I get an email from Lauren Sweezy. Lauren Sweezy is one of the organizers of the Scott Valley Agriculture Water Alliance, scottvalleyagwa.org. Lauren was suggesting is that Ryan Walker, who's the president of the Siskiyou County Farm Bureau, suggested I let you know about the rest of the story, the lack of success for the Chinook salmon in the Klamath River this year, 2024, needs to be spoken in the media. And they were hoping that I would talk with these people about it. This is what Lauren is reporting. Currently, 1% of the Chinook have returned. The return is delayed, or perhaps not going to happen, due to the extreme sediment levels in the water and the removing and reducing of the level of oxygen in the water because of the dam removal. This is happening right now for the Klamath Fall Chinook Run 2024. The media is only covering the slanted. This is, by the way, this is Lauren Sweezy's words, okay? The media is only covering the slanted spin of spring Chinook Run in the future. The fall Chinook is valuable so that the salmon return in the years to come. Without spawning, those fish won't come back. Scott Valley needs your help. Would you be willing to call me and we can talk more about this? Dr. Sari Sommerstrom is a retired watershed expert in our area, has a wealth of true data about the Klamath watershed and especially Scott River. Sari, part of AGWA, and is willing to discuss this. So we're probably going to book this individual on here in the next few minutes, but that was an email, a plea last night from Lauren Sweezy, who is a hay farmer and an AGWA organizer. So you have them talking about, help, the salmon aren't coming back. You have the television news reporting uncritically, hey, the dam is destroyed, everything's fine, and now we go on to the deal. You have Oregon Public Broadcasting, salmon swim freely in the Klamath River for the first time in a century after the dam's removed. How are they swimming? Were they airlifted from the ocean and then dropped into? I mean, is this what happened? I think it's a reasonable question to ask, because we have, you know, water tests from down in Happy Camp, 100 miles down from the dam removal. It's just miserable. It would be miserable for fish health, and yet happy news stories. Now, either KRRC and the Dam Removal People have the best, most highly paid, most skillful propagandist ever, where we have open repression of the story. And by the way, when I tried to share news on my Facebook page from Siskiyou.news, taking the pictures of what was going on, Facebook banned the post, and they took it off, saying that you were engaging in spam. No, I thought I was sharing a link to some truthful news about what was going on the Klamath. But anyway, that's where I find us right now. And it's a pretty weird place to be as a member of the media when it seems like there is such an orchestrated lie. Or is it not an orchestrated lie? If you have seen the fish, the magic fish coming up the river, please let me know too, okay? 770-5633, in all seriousness. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Yeah, the dams, lie after lie after lie. And it's part of the bigger picture going on. I'm just struck by how everywhere you look, it seems like our government, the federal government, and more have declared war on the American people. I don't care whether you're looking at World War III looming or Hillary Clinton's.
Yeah, by the way, if you don't mind me interjecting, Tom, I would dare say that the media organs have declared war on the people, too. They've declared war on truth, on objective truth about what's going on.
Of course, they're part of this whole collage of the war against the American people and what's going on down in the Carolinas and so forth. But everywhere you look, I don't care, small, large, in between, it just seems like the government is working very assiduously in the war against the American people. Everything they touch and do. And then you have this Kamala, you know, just calling for just more of the same. I'm running into people all over the place that, to me, they're like walking zombies. They're not seeing what is so obvious. You don't open up your borders and think that's good for the country or keep pushing for World War III. I haven't met any person yet that thinks this World War III is a great idea.
Yeah, what an astounding psychological op being performed on people right now. And maybe this is, what do you think, could this be due to the beatdown, the emotional beatdown of the years of the COVID lockdowns and the safe and effective and yada, 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 and you need to be afraid of your fellow man, that kind of thing? Could that be part of it?
Well, I think it's a accumulation of what's been going on for decades. I mean, my own personal life. I've never recovered from the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the other assassinations of the 60s. This horrible military-industrial complex, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, took over the country, and we're still in the grips of that very same thing. And people don't see it. They don't understand it.
Well, maybe it's kind of the muddy water on the Klamath. You're so used to the mud and the silt and the garbage that you're floating and living in that you think that this is just a normal way to live, a normal way to exist. You know,
I say it all the time, that extremism has been normalized, and the Democrat agenda and some of the Republican, the neocons and so forth, have its extremist agendas, and yet that's been normalized by their corporate press and so forth. The media is very definitely captured.
Yeah,
that's part of the huge problem.
Yeah, well, there are certain things that just don't make sense. Like when you see, money approved for aid to Lebanon, right? While North Carolina is sitting there back in the, is worse than a third world country right now, right? You know, those are the kind of things.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, this damn deep state, whatever you want to call it, reached out into Jackson County and murdered David Deese, the illustrator against the New World Order. And they're everywhere. I don't know what it's going to take to turn things around. People are so brainwashed, they don't know they're brainwashed.
And all I can say is that Donald Trump, and by the way, I would dare say that Donald Trump is not the savior. You know, I don't think it, you know, he's flawed. He's human like everybody else. There are a lot. Most of the things he does, I'm really quite happy with. Some are not. And so you know, the thing is, the perfect would be the enemy of the good right now. Okay. And so these people, oh, I couldn't vote for that. It's a binary choice right now. Okay. And
it really is.
And so you have challenges with a Trump administration, really serious destruction with a Kamala Harris administration. And because it really wouldn't be Kamala Harris, it's actually whoever's running her behind the scenes. All right. I appreciate the call there, Tom, in Talent. Dave, you're actually on the Iron Gate, and I need to find out, is there clear water running for the Oregon Public Broadcasting fish that they are reporting in their story to actually get up past the Iron Gate area?
No, but I also want to say it shouldn't be called the Oregon Public Broadcasting. It should be called the Oregon Propaganda Broadcaster, because that's what they're putting out. It's all lies. Lies, lies, and more lies.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, because like I said, you live there. You're on the river. OPB is talking about salmon making it over that area and returning there for the first time in quite some time, naturally.
I don't see how they could do it in that, let's refer to swamp trash, because that's what it is.
Yeah, well, this is the quote from OPB, Dave. Researchers right. determined that Chinook salmon began migrating October 3rd, so this is 5 days ago,
into
previously inaccessible habitat above the site of the former Iron Gate Dam, one of four towering dams demolished as part of the movement.
I don't see how they could be. Who was the researcher, and how do they dissect all that? Because it sounds like a big AI thing.
Oh, okay. Maybe that is. All right, Dave. I appreciate the call. 732 at KMED.
The only thing better than hitting the open road is your vehicle looking sharp while you're doing it. So if you have a crunch in your car that's keeping it from looking its best, Lithia Body and Paint invites you to stop by so they can have a look. Simple dents and dings are often easy, fast, and affordable to fix. Plus, it's an unscientific fact that your car runs better when it looks like new. Your look good before the road trip headquarters is Lithia Body and Paint. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
If exterior painting is on your to-do list, fall weather in Southern Oregon is a perfect time. And Drake's Paint, your locally owned, authorized Benjamin Moore dealer, is the perfect place to get everything you need. Drake's has the best paint, advice, and a showroom full of supplies and equipment to make your project a success. Now's the time to start planning for interior painting projects too. So stop by Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore dealer, in Grants Pass, North Medford, and now in South Medford.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife Colette is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. State officials say they've found more incorrect voter registrations completed under Oregon's flawed motor voter program. Well over 1,200 non-citizen registrations were previously found. An additional 302 records have now been identified. The governor has ordered an outside review. The Oregon Republican Party is calling for a full audit of voter registrations to make sure there are no more mistakes. An Eastern Oregon prescribed burn that jumped its perimeter last week has grown to more than 600 acres. The Tiger Creek fire is now 7% contained as more than 340 fire personnel work the incident east of Milton Freewater, just outside of the Washington border. The Medford School District wants input from students, staff, and families about the district's cell phone policy. The existing policy requires phones to be turned off during classes. A survey link is on the district's website. Bill London, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This is The Real Deal with Milton. The words of Tampa's mayor urging people to heed evacuation orders ahead of the hurricane's arrival tomorrow or early Thursday. The National Hurricane Center says Milton is a powerful Category 4 storm at the moment. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a challenge today on a Biden administration regulation regarding hard-to-trace ghost guns. Georgia's Supreme Court reinstating for the time being the state's ban on abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law's back in effect while a challenge works its way through the courts. Oregon authorities say they have removed another 302 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registered to vote. On Wall Street, the Dow down 34 points and NASDAQ is up 171. More details at srnnews.com.
Government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters, proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
We hear it all the time.
I'd love to shop at Garrison's, but I can't afford it.
We heard you, and we're stepping up our game to dispel the rumor that Garrison's is only a high-end furniture store. Announcing the return of Garrison's Express with a wellspring of well-built, value-priced furniture that can be bought and taken home on the same day.
Hey, I can afford it.
Buy today, take it today, every day. Garrison's Express at the original Crater Lake Highway location, Garrison's.com.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
20 before 8, and Secretary of State candidate, current and outgoing State Senator Dennis Linthicum is here. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back. What a crazy morning to have you on, but it's perfect. It ended up working really, really well, switching you around today.
Yeah, it is a great morning to help people see the truth. The media has been dishonest. They are in step line, you know, lockstep with the progressives and socialists within the Democrat majority, and they have the self-serving interests. They know where their bread is getting buttered.
Okay, well, let me ask you about this, because there you are. You're in the Beatty area, rather, but you have been covering the Klamath dam removal issue for many, many years. You were all part of that, first as a county commissioner, if I recall correctly. And so you've been plugged into this story right from the very beginning. And Oregon Public Broadcasting reporting, salmon swim freely in the Klamath River for first time in a century after dams removed. And researchers, this is, I'm quoting from the story this morning, researchers determined that Chinook salmon began migrating October 3rd into previously inaccessible habitat above the site of the former Iron Gate Dam. All right. And so I'm reading this, and I then look at the water sample results from Happy Camp that I just got back a couple of days ago from Grants Pass Water Lab that would indicate that sediment level in the high levels of aluminum and chromium and arsenic and everything else that's in there would not be really conducive to healthy fish making it up there. And yet they had a picture of fish, of healthy salmon apparently, swimming in clear water. And from all reports, there is no such thing as clear water going down the Klamath River right now. And where am I? Is that true? Do you know? And I don't know if you can speak to this, because it just seems to be reported on critically. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've not been there on the ground recently. But you and I have both seen photos from Siskiyou Water Users Association and whatnot.
And Siskiyou.news, which, by the way, that article from Captain Bill Simpson and others have been repressed. Facebook won't let you share them. So, you know, they're letting you know that it's wrong think, apparently, I guess.
Yeah. And this is part of the scheme. The poor reporter sitting at OPB got a report from some one person that carries, you know, the badge, Bureau of Reclamation or whatever, you know, Oregon State Department of Fisheries. And that's enough for her or him to start writing a piece. They cannot think critically. They can't analyze it. They didn't seek other sources. They didn't get in their Prius and drive down there and look at the mud hole. They simply spread the news, and they're reporting what they were told. They didn't investigate what they were told. They didn't verify what they were told. They reported it. And their claim is so-and-so said. Well, so-and-so can be lying to us all day long to claim that he's the one telling us the, quote, truth, when there is no objective truth. It's just a perspective that suggests they have an uptick in fish swimming upstream, whether it's true or not. And how did they have a starting gate and somebody, you know, on the line who said, boom, and they're rough, and today, October 3rd, they made it up the river. You know, like, nobody's reporting this. Nobody knows how many fish are up there. Notice they didn't tell us quantities. We know that they killed 850 immature salmon by dumping them into the entirely turbid water of the Klamath River immediately following the destruction of the dam. And now all four dams are out, and we're supposed to imagine that life is good again.
Well, I'm
freely swimming.
I'm willing to think that, okay, the sample that Mark from Happy Camp ended up giving to us, that Grants Pass Water Lab ended up analyzing, I'm willing to think that, to admit that there's the possibility that maybe it cleared up in the two and a half weeks since that sample was brought forth. And you know, I could think that could happen, but yet from people who are telling me that live on the Iron Gate and in the area, they're saying, no, it's just a mud puddle and that the flows have been very low. Because, of course, there's no dam there to control the flow and keep cool water, you know, running through it. And so you just feel like you're in this Kafka-esque kind of media world right now. You know, who do I believe? You know, should I believe my own eyes or should I believe OPB, I guess, Dennis? It's a weird time.
It's actually, this is all the way back to your earlier discussion with Gary. This is everybody's got their own little truth. I think it's true, therefore it's true. And, and somehow our diversity is supposed to save us. But nobody can design a five-story building with having one guy Vietnamese, one guy Korean, none of them know English, the other guy knows Hindi. Two more people are from Islamic countries in the Middle East, and nobody can speak English, and we're supposed to do team building out of this and get a design that's supposed to survive. And so we've been spun into this web of deceit by the Democrat majority and the lazy media. Nobody is securing the facts. Nobody's looking at the details. And the foreign nationals that are now allowed in the U.S. illegally and unconstitutionally by the Biden administration are going to vote in the upcoming elections. How will we stop them? By doing an audit like Governor Kotek is wishing for?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to shift to next here. By the way, Dennis Linthicum is a GOP candidate for Secretary of State. And, of course, he's up against the Democratic machine, which is headed by Tobias Reid on the other side of this one. And, you know, he's just, you know, he's the status quo guy. You are certainly the reform guy that is running for Secretary of State. And yesterday, Governor Kotek ended up calling for an audit. And the current Secretary of State, not running for office, by the way, is saying, oh, yeah, we need to audit and find out, because the latest that came in, Willamette Week and others reporting, and this is what you were alluding to, that another 300 or so additional voters have just been discovered from the Oregon DMV saying that, yeah, they shouldn't have been on the voter rolls. And so an audit's going to fix this, right?
First of all, anybody who's been part of a large-scale audit, you know, whether – you know, KPMG, Deloitte, Touche, you know, all of those big accounting firms. Which of those guys can do an extensive audit, get to the bottom, publish their results, and have the state then fix those results within 28 days of the election?
In other words, this is providing political cover, because there's no way they can get this fixed before the election. It's impossible.
That's right. They cannot fix it before the election. Why didn't the governor request an audit 6 months ago to ensure the public that everything would be fine when we got to October, when the ballots mail, we got to November, when everybody's returning their ballots? Why didn't she do the audit back then? It's not like this wasn't a known problem. And we've been sitting around. I think this is Kotek's downfall. I think Kotek is out of office. They're going to try like crazy to keep my opponent in the running so that he can become the next governor, in the same way Shamia Fagan got pushed out and could no longer, you know, was no longer a possible governor's candidate. Tobias will be the next governor of Oregon if we don't put a stop to it today.
Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum, electdennis.com, electdennis.com. This is a high lift. I know you got a lot of headwinds on you, given the control of the Democratic machine, Dennis. We appreciate you running for this position. Now, part of this story about, and this is the Willamette Week story that I'm quoting from this morning, people born in American Samoa are not automatically American citizens. They got ballots anyway because of an error in the agency's manual. That's the claim that's being made. isn't the real weakness in the system. Not that there was some error in the manual, but that no one is ever asked to prove that they are American citizens in order to register to vote in Oregon.
Right. The printed manual did not, sucker these people into filling out their application. The validation of their ID, their source documents, their passport, their driver's license, those are the documents that should verify or validate that you're a U.S. citizen. But right now, on the mail-in form, on the web form, it's simply a question, are you a U.S. citizen? And it's a yes or no question. But all 2 million of these individuals that might be in Oregon, let's round the number down. There's probably 400,000 existing, 200,000 new foreign nationals or undocumented illegals in Oregon. Let's take 200,000 of them as a round number. All 200,000 of those foreign nationals are recent transfers to Oregon that are currently in violation of U.S. law, including, missing their probation, immigration probation and validation testimony in front of a court. Now, if they've missed that and they're in violation of federal law, do we expect them to answer this question, are you a U.S. citizen, appropriately? Are they going to be honest now that they've snuck through the chain link fence or the barbed wire?
Yeah, however it took, whether the coyote brought you up here or whether you snuck in on a container ship, right? It doesn't matter, one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah, so you're not going to answer that question truthfully. And we're seeing the fruit of this. This is all we know right now, roughly 1,500 people or so. There have to be way more than this, given the level of illegal immigration in the state, especially over the last 3 to 4 years under the Bias-Harris administration. I'm speculating, but I think it's a reasonable speculation, is it not?
It is. It's especially the border states at one time were easily identifiable, but now that the Biden administration is airlining people into the heart of America, all of a sudden we see the Springfield, Ohio kind of setup where all of a sudden there's 2,000 Haitians. How did 2,000 Haitians all get to that town on the same Tuesday and start living in the hotel by next Wednesday? And so, and this is really, it's disheartening because it's destructionism writ large. Our nation was founded by many people from many different countries all the way back to the beginning of the United States of America. They each carried their own diverse thoughts. They had their ideas regarding liberty. Powerful motives drove them here, including freedom of speech and religion. You and I know this: history, conscience, freedom of conscience, and freedom of association. All of these ideas led them to spend decades engineering a free and open society that you and I know today. The Democrat majority is undoing all of those features of our American Republic, and it's to our shame if we allow them to continue. It's about time people stood up and said, nope, not on my watch.
That's right. Strike back and a vote for Dennis Linthicum for Secretary of State is a step in that direction. And getting your friends and family members to do this, too. It's a big deal, all right? Senator, if you were Secretary of State right now, had you been 6 months ago, would it have been possible to audit Oregon's election rolls without having authorization from the state legislature, or would you have the authority to have run that through an e-verify something sort of situation where even though people can lie through their teeth on an Oregon driver's license application and get a ballot sent to them, is there a way to detect them without the legislature interfering? Do you know?
Probably not. They, and the driver's license is a source document that the news report coming from the audit, it says that they discovered the problem. They, by scanning the source document and comparing it to the data entry on the in the database and on the computer terminal.
Right.
But that's already they already accepted that source document, and then they're saying, "Oops, there was a mistake between these two." What if you don't have a source document? House Bill 4133, which came about in 2022, pushed by Rayfield, that does not require a source document. It only requires the last four digits of your valid Social Security number. Those four digits won't allow you to buy alcohol at the store. You can't buy cigarettes at the store.
But you can get a ballot. My question then, though, is that let's say that you become Secretary of State. Can you audit the election rolls? Because you're the one in charge of the election. Can you? Is there a way to audit that in spite of, if there are valid Social Security numbers, a Social Security number doesn't necessarily mean you're an American citizen these days, or does it now?
No, it does not. It means simply that you've been registered to receive services. Remember, every single Biden has an executive order, I think it's like 41019. Mm-hmm. Every individual who seeks services from any federal agency is given a ballot and asked to register to vote. They're not given a ballot. They're given a voter registration and asked to register to vote. Every single person coming through every federal agency, it's by Biden's executive order.
But could you actually start that process? And is there a way you can scan over time just with your – because you're an elected official, right? You're an elected official.
That's right. It is the chief auditor. It's the chief elections officer and the chief auditor to put both of those powers in, focus them in the same direction to figure out which rock do you need to turn over. There are many, many people throughout Oregon who have worked for auditing firms. They know these details. I will be hiring the right people with the right skill set to go after each of these loopholes and figure out how to make changes to Oregon's election system so that they're free and fair and not corrupted by the political elites of the Democrat majority.
Okay, we'll take that as a yes, all right? Dennis, you know, last time that we had a Republican Secretary of State was Dennis Richardson. And I think that you're probably considerably different from him. I remember Dennis and I would have disagreements about the Oregon election system, and I was telling him that it was not as secure and not really properly done. And he disagreed with me back in those days. Was that a situation where was it cleaner 10 years ago, or was it just that we weren't?
I think it was clear back then. Remember, we overturned the vote by the DMV registration.
That's right.
Effort by Governor, and they came back and did. We overturned it. It was passed by law. Oregonians voted somewhere near two-thirds to one-third against it. We overturned it. It was repealed by the people. And then the legislature snuck back through and said, oh, but this is a really good thing. And on a sleepy Tuesday in the legislature, every Republican voted against it. The Democrats voted for it. Boom, it's back in play.
Got it. All right.
And that was back in 2016, maybe? When did that happen?
Yeah, 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Well, Dennis, it's a start getting you in there as Secretary of State. We've got to do this, okay? And the other thing that people have to understand is that given the attempt by bad actors within the system to dilute Republican vote, in my opinion, dilute the vote of Republicans, it's even more important that everyone and those NAVs that would support Republican values get out there and vote. You can't give up on this situation right now. Fair enough.
Right. And I think it's important to realize that our great nation is due entirely to the vigor and energy of young immigrant families who came to America like Vivek Ramaswamy, right? His parents came here. He's born here. we have the Trump team. Everybody says, oh, but I don't like Trump. Well, how about Gabbard? How about Ramaswamy? How about Kennedy? How about Musk? There are all of these individuals, even Vance. You have all these individuals that bring such a wide and varied perspective to the Trump, what will be the Trump administration.
Well, you know what's going on here, Dennis, is that it's about the binary choice we have right now in this situation. In fact, sometimes always being a Republican or Democrat doesn't always tell the whole story. Are you an agenda-based candidate that is willing to carry the water for the agenda, the current regime's agenda, or are you not? That's really the difference where we are right now. And you even look at President Trump having such a, what would appear to be odd bedfellows. Well, these are people who are not agenda-based folks. They are looking for a different way, you know?
That's right. It's incomprehensible. It's illogical. It's irrational. How can the Democrats encourage immigrants to come to America when supposedly we're a nation filled with victims from every walk, class, and make and model, and we're tormented by the haters who have already lived here and created their lives and paid their taxes,
and yet all these people want to come here. You know what's going on there. That's essentially Marxist talking points, and everything about Marxism and the communism ideology is to destroy what is in order to bring in their preferred form of government.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a dangerous place to be in history, and this election is one of the. Yeah, everybody says this, and I hate to sound like a repeater, but it's true. This is the social, academic, political reforms needed at the federal level are important because they impact all the states, under the state jurisdictions and flow of money and whatnot.
Yeah, well, the federal plumbing, everybody knows in the plumbing world that excrement flows downhill. Right. And there's a lot of excrement coming down the federal plumbing that needs resisted at the state level. Dennis, thanks for the talk as always. We'll catch you up next week. But important stuff. ElectDennis.com. All right. You be well. OK, take care.
Thank you. Blessings to you and your audience. Bye bye.
Couple minutes after 8, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG Grants Pass.
Jackson County, your vote counts. Visit OregonVotes.gov to register to vote online. Voter registration forms can also be mailed to Jackson County Elections, 1101 West Main Street, Suite 201 in Medford, Oregon. Register to vote by Tuesday, October 15th.
Hello, I'm Chris Walker, your Jackson County Clerk. For more information, visit jacksoncountyor.gov/elections. Your County Clerk's Office, making sure your vote counts.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay, enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley boatloads of cash over the years, and they aren't stopping. Get a Lithia body and paint certificate, normally $500, now only $300. Artisan bakery certificates, normally $25, only $15. American Rancher Garage, $75 certificates, good for any service, only $40. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
It's the Joe Pag Show.
I don't get what the controversy is. I really don't. The left's argument is, it's already illegal for those who are not citizens to vote. Why do you need this? You need it because when people report about voter fraud, What they say is there was no widespread voter fraud, which already infers that there was some voter fraud, just not enough. They always say that. Not enough voter fraud to change the result of the election, so why do something?
The Joe Pags Show, evening 6 to 8 on KMED.
I'm Tony Dusty with Dusty's Transmissions, and I'm on KMED.
4 minutes after 8. I appreciate you being here this morning. Ended up getting a contact, got a number for a for Sari Summerstrom, who is a retired doctor. In other words, understands this this situation on the climate quite deeply. So I'm going to talk with her in just a few minutes, because what is truth? What is the objective truth with what is happening? And, you know, if the media can spin us up on Klamath and have us go to sleep, little sheeple, on what is objective truth going on there, they can accomplish practically anything. All right. And I don't want that to happen. All right. We'll talk with her in the next few minutes. So I was posing the question because OPB is reporting this morning that the salmon is returning. The salmon are returning, rather, above the Iron Gate. And according to the water quality reports that I've been getting, the one that I got from Grants Pass Water Lab, boy, what are they living in? It's like it's so thick and chewy and sediment-filled that it would tend to suffocate the fish. So Michael writes me this morning, and I'll give all these people emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And by the way, if you need special toothpastes or mouthwashes, water picks, things like that, they'll sell them to you at their cost. No markup. They just want you to have healthy gums, healthy teeth, healthy mouth. Okay. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And you can get your appointment today. And it's just above, right next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, Freeman Way in Central Point. Okay. Michael writes me, Bill, I just drove across the Klamath at the I-5 bridge a couple of days ago. The river looks like it does after a really hard rain, dark, not clear. Betty says, Bill, so is there any way for a drone to go down the Klamath? I would pitch in some bucks to pay for the video. Mindy ends up writing, Bill, did anyone take sediment measurements on the Klamath River prior to the dam removal so we could compare today's results more accurately? I don't know. I did not at this point, Mindy, but we could argue that it would be impossible for the results that we're getting today with sediment coming from the dams to be arguably less than what was happening prior to that. Pat writes, Bill, illegals, yes, 1.4 million illegal aliens have been flown into the United States bypassing the border, source Todd Bensman. Thanks, I appreciate that. Randy writing this morning, Bill, pack and stack. This is about population density. The other day, Senator Jeff Merkley was over at the high-density housing development that was coming into Medford that's being built and constructed. And they were selling crowded as good. Well, you'll have community connections because you're living on top of one another. You're all rats in a cage, right? And Randy in Ashland writes, Bill, pack and stack is a recipe for mayhem. A study of population density employing rats proved that there is a population breaking point causing rats to become violent and cannibalistic. But don't worry, cramming people into high-density environments in Medford renders the same behavior, right? The murder rate in Lakeview is a tiny fraction of the murder rate in Portland. Everyone in Lakeview carries guns. More guns, less population. Density equals much less crime. 15-minute cities are a plan to destroy community. Randy in Ashland. Randy, I appreciate you writing. Judy from Gold Hill. Judy Beals writes from Gold Hill. Bill, my response when confronted with someone demanding inappropriate gender pronouns, you know, I identify as a hot 26-year-old, but I can't find anyone to go along with my delusion. Judy adds, I'm nearly 88. And I shrug and I walk away. The freedom of gray hair and wrinkles is unbelievable and should be abused frequently and maybe limp a little too. Judy, I appreciate you emailing, okay? All right. Janet writes me this morning, have read on Facebook that some lesbians are now no longer feeling safe at the Ashland Library since the rainbow flag was taken down. Really? Okay, well, so it's now dangerous because the pride-affirming flag is gone? Like, all of a sudden, the white supremacists and evil people have moved in? Isn't that weird, Jan? That's weird. And referencing Phoenix, Jan says she sees a couple of utility fees for $3 and $5. Had a $69 water bill last week, was thrilled. Prior at 99, not in the Charlotte area. 99 is definitely a packed area. Looks horrible. Jan, I appreciate you writing, Jan. The email, bill@billmeyershow.com.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted?